RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show live on this Thursday evening with you. As well, unfortunately, the Braves take it on the chin, only split with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and now head up to Gotham to take on the Mets. And the Mets have been really a disaster, not just of late, but all season long. And I don't know what this series is going to look like, but certainly the Braves need to find a way to get themselves back on track. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our guy Bob Nightingale, of course, Major League Baseball columnist for USA Today. You can check out his work on USATodday.com, and he's on Twitter at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show in Atlanta tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, John.
You know, the story for the Braves has been just the lack of starting pitching, and especially just, you know, they have the, I think, the highest ERA now after the All-Star break. They overtook the Pittsburgh Pirates. How much of a concern is this? We know they didn't go out and get any kind of starting pitching, but how concerned are you about as the season moves into the postseason here in a few weeks?
Well, I'm certainly concerned just because everything was riding so, you know, starting so well. You know, they're going to have the best record in all of baseball. They're going to be heavy World Series favorites. So, yeah, it is a concern. It also shows you what can happen in short series. I mean, if this happened in the playoffs, you're done the first round. So, and the good thing is it's only early August. You still got, you know, 7 weeks before they play again. If this was happening all the way, you know, in late September, then there'd be a major concern. Now it's like, okay, you know, some of it is having the big lead and getting, you know, maybe some complacency sinking in, that sort of thing. So it was going to happen, and now is a perfect time for it to happen too. In September, different. But now I think everything will be okay.
Do you think that the Braves' offense is good enough that they can slug their way through, you know, getting into the playoffs and things like that? I mean, you know, their offense has been so dominant this year, and they're on track to score the most runs in the modern era for a Braves team. And Olsen and all these guys, and Ronnie's the MVP. You think they can slug their way through the playoffs, you know, this year, the way that baseball is played now, or you still got to have one of those dominant starters?
You still have a dominant starter. You really do. I mean, how many times, you know, can the team, you know, outweigh its pitching problems by just with offense? It doesn't happen. You got to pitch to win. You need some offense too, obviously. But I can't remember a team in recent history, John, where he said, oh, this team has slugged their way to a World Series championship. You need one or two guys to step up, you know, preferably at least two guys to be those dominant guys and, you know, pitch those shutout games.
And how important is Max Fried, especially when we start getting into playoff pictures? I mean, look, the Dodgers are a lefty-heavy team. I mean, Max Fried has been one of the few guys that's made some starts for the Braves, you know, on the left-handed side. How big of a key is he as we get down the stretch and obviously head toward the playoffs?
No, he's a big key. I mean, he's the he's the race. He's the guy you rely on. I mean, he's the guy that's been there, done that. He's World Series hero when they won it all 2 years ago. So no, I think if anybody, that's the guy. That's the guy you need because he's not afraid of the pressure. He won the biggest game of the year in 2021. So I think it's essential that he's that same dominant guy when October rolls around.
Bob Nightingale, Major League Baseball columnist for USA Today, joining me on the WadeFort.com hotline. You know, you and I have specifically talked. I mean, we all think that Ronald Acuña Jr. is the MVP of the league. We've talked about the idea of Sean Murphy's contributions to this team. And look, I'm not discrediting Matt Olson, but it seems like in some ways that he's been kind of lost. And even though he's leading the majors in home runs with Otani, and he's, I think, the RBI leader in baseball right now, it seems like we're not talking about him for the kind of year that he's having, that there isn't a lot more buzz about potential MVPs.
No, I mean, it's a great season full of MVP candidates, and I was literally just talking to Freddie Freeman about that last night, in the sense where, it's always going to be Ronald Acuña's, MVP to lose, almost like Otani in the American League. But you look at those numbers, it's unbelievable how close Freddie Freeman is to Acuña, take away the stolen bases. And I love power and slugging, what Olson has done. You mentioned Murphy. I think, Murphy's going to be a top 10 guy too. It might be tough for him to be a top five guy. You're not going to have it's tough to have three guys in the top 10. And I think he'd probably be third on the team. But certainly, I think, Atlanta can have three of the top 10 for sure.
So let me ask you this question. We talked about the MVP. How do you think that Spencer Strider, let's just say for right now, is Spencer Strider the leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young?
I don't think he is. But if you say who is, I don't quite have the answer. I mean, Zach Gallen's been very consistent. Doesn't have those, monster strikeout numbers like Strider, but a better ERA. You look at what Corbin Burns is doing in Milwaukee. He has certainly put himself on the radar of what he's doing. This is wide open. It's about as wide open a race that I've seen going to the last, 7 weeks. I can remember in recent years. I'll tell you what, the one guy to watch out for, he comes back tonight, is Clayton Kershaw. He had a phenomenal first half. He hasn't pitched since the All-Star break. Now he's back. If he has a strong last 7 weeks, he could end up stealing this award. But I think it's going to come down to who pitches the best down the stretch, particularly for a contender. And all three of those guys, or all four of those guys are. But I would keep my eye on Burns as well.
If you take away the Dodgers, what team do you think gives the Braves the most problems when they match up in a playoff series?
I'm not sure there's another team. Milwaukee, if they, Brandon Woodruff just came back. Burns, we talked about his pitching Cy Young form. They could scare you. And they have the pitching. They got great closer from Devin Williams. They got the type of pitching to scare you. It's almost like, remember the Reds that year with Atlanta? Mm-hmm. I mean, Reds pitched great. If they had any offense at all, they would have won that series. So kind of a similar thing. The other team, it's the same team that knocked off Atlanta last year, is the Phillies. That team worries you. And there's something about it, just a gritty bunch there, just a lot of perseverance. And they do have Wheeler and Nola, and, of course, now Michael Lorenzen, who's sort of the no-hitter. So I would think outside the Dodgers, I'd probably go Philly more scary, and then Milwaukee.
Let's bounce around a little bit, Bob. You and I have talked a lot about, the division that the Braves are in, obviously, and we've talked about the New York Mets. And, again, they sold off their two big starting aces. And, we kind of discussed this about would they or would they not start to do this. Are they becoming – I guess I know that their owner has more money than the federal government, but – Are they becoming the poster child of you can't just buy your way through things? And do the Mets have to just really hit a complete reset button? Because, again, they had massive expectations for this team and spent all this guaranteed money, but it's not just failed. I mean, they're a game and a half away from being in last place behind the Nationals. I mean, it's that bad for the Mets right now.
Well, you know, I absolutely agree with you, but I'll go even bigger. I'll go San Diego Padres. I think they're a much bigger disappointment. They had 11 All-Stars in that thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have a $350 million payroll, but they had a $260 million payroll, and they don't have an owner, you know, with Steve Cohen's checkbook. I think that thing is the most underachieving team in baseball history if they miss out. They got even Juan Soto last night. So there's times that, look, we just kind of quit. We get down and we quit. They don't come back in games. Just no heart there. You know, I think in the Mets part, they had, you know, a few guys that underachieved and things like that. But you're right. In both cases, money just can't buy you a championship. You know, Atlanta has proven that. You know, this year you look at, you know, what Baltimore's done, what Miami's done, you know, Arizona, Cincinnati. A lot of small market teams, and I think a lot of owners this winter are going to be telling their GMs, hey, if these guys are winning, why should I spend $250 million? You know, the Cardinals for years were the gold standard, and I think right now Atlanta is the gold standard.
Bob, let's talk about another team in the American League that has been a massive disappointment, and really – you know, a few years ago, there were a lot of comparisons between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago White Sox about how good their young core was, and they were two franchises that were on the rise and all the young talent that these two teams had. And now it's completely just gone sideways for the Chicago White Sox. And, you know, again, they've had some injuries. They've had manager changes, things like that. But what has been the real big picture as to why a team that had that much young talent just even a few years ago and still has some good players on it has just gone so sideways the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's almost like you've got to have, you know, camaraderie and clubhouse chemistry. You know, same thing the Padres don't have. Same thing with the White Sox. You know, they don't have as much talent, obviously, as the Padres. But at some point, you got to break that group up. You know, if you're not going to, you know, win with these guys, trade them away and bring in some new guys. You know, same type of thing. When they get down, they lose. You heard about that clubhouse chemistry for years with the White Sox. And they want to blame Tony La Russa. Well, Tony La Russa should get another Hall of Fame plaque for being the manager to actually win with that group. It's like they've shown, you know, no respect to everybody after La Russa. You know, first Miguel Castro, Cairo, I should say, and now Pedro Grafal. You know, is it, a few players have told me the moment Tony La Russa got that door, it's like a substitute teacher came in and everybody took advantage of him. You know, you look at what Atlanta's done for all those years. I mean, you know, we had more respect among players, you know, than for Bobby Cox. And I think you're saying the same thing with Brian Snicker and that veteran coaching staff. It's like, hey, you know, you're not going to disrespect the game. You're not going to disrespect the organization, your teammates, and do things right. I mean, I think a manager makes a difference in clubhouse leadership. I mean, Freeman's made, you know, such a massive difference along with Mookie Betts with the Dodger organization and all the guys Atlanta brought in, of course, do things right as well.
Bob, you know, it's another year where, and this is something else you and I have talked about, it's another year where the Angels, you know, they looked good for a while and they were in the playoff, you know, race, and, you know, they're still 500, but, you know, they've stunk it up here of late. I think they're 3-7 in their last 10. You know, again, I keep saying at what point, I know Trout's not playing, but at what point do you have all of these guys that are MVPs of the league and you can't even find your way to the playoffs? I mean, Otani's going to be the MVP, no doubt about it, and he's the best player, you know, this side of Ronald Acuña Jr. in baseball, but they don't win anything. I mean, again, Trout, Otani, and I know what the issues are, but just at some point, as great as Otani is, I know the money is great, but they don't win anything with any of these guys.
No, I think it was just way too top heavy. You know, they just bought in a bunch of stars, and there's not enough depth. You know, they wasted some good, Anthony Rendon. You know, that contract could go down as one of the worst in history. Mm-hmm. Done nothing for that $200. They've never had, quite the pitching. They do have more depth this year. They've hung in there a little bit. Remember, Trout has missed, a couple months now. So that's been a big blow. They have a lot of injuries. So they've had more depth than recent years. So, it's a shame to waste, Trout's great years. A shame to waste what Otani's doing. But I'm glad they kept him. I'm glad they kept Otani and added on. Just hoping to try to get in this thing. I think it made more sense for them to hold on to Otani and try to build than the San Diego Padres, as far as not trading a Blake Snell or Josh Hader. Probably neither will come back.
Last question for you, Bob. Orioles, Rangers. I mean, obviously, two really good stories and, some untraditional teams that we've seen, over the last few years. It's not been, the Red Sox, Yankees, Guardians, Astros. I mean, some of those teams have done well. But, again, the Orioles and Rangers are right there at the top of the American League. Who do you think has the advantage over, if those two teams are going to be the most likely to get themselves in the World Series, who do you think's got the advantage?
I'd say Rangers have the advantage, but I think Houston's the best team in the American League. I really do. They're starting to play really good baseball now. Mariners, they've been hurt all year. I mean, they were without Altuve for so long, without Yordan Alvarez, lost that three starting pitchers. So I like the Astros better than both those teams, John. But of those two, I go with the Rangers just because there's more experience. Orioles are, starting to stumble a little bit here. And, they're not used to playing under pressure. They're not used to fighting for a playoff spot, where at least in, with the Texas guys, Marcus Semien's been in playoff races before, so has a, Corey Seager and a bunch of those guys. And of course, the starting pitchers, Eovaldi and of course, Scherzer been there. So I like experience this time of year, and Texas has it over Baltimore.
Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today, join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Check him out on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you, John.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.